Nerdy is the new sexy. It's good to be a geek. This is Bud's Weekly Geek Out.
What?
Good to see you too.
Hi, what do you Jen. Want, Bud?
What do I always want in here?
Hi, Bud.
Hi.
Hi, beautiful. What is the geek out today?
It's been a wild time in geek recently. Did y'all hear about the Wendy's Uber-style surge pricing?
Yes. Outrageous behavior.
How are they going to do that?
This is during an investor call last month. Wendy's told its shareholders that they were going to use digital menu boards to test dynamic pricing, the same scheme that can raise a Pearl Jam ticket up to $700 while everybody's trying to buy one in those crucial opening minutes.
If that was mentioned in a shareholders meeting, that means that someone on the call leaked that.
Absolutely. So happens all the time.
A shareholder even thought that's dirty pool and leaked that out there.
But here's the thing. Does it mean raising the prices of burgers and Frosties when people are ordering them more? I mean, that's what it sounded like. But after the internet tore a strip off of them, Wendy said that, no, they have no plans to raise prices when demand was higher, only to offer discounts when demand was lower.
So started with that.
But we're not talking about this week. Did y'all hear about the vending machine at the University of Waterloo that was purportedly recording students without their consent?
No.
Heard about it. That's all I think about.
No. A screenshot posted to Reddit showed an error message on an M&M's vending machine video screen that said there was an unknown software exception in invenda.vending.facialrecognition.app.exe. And if you look at the machine, there is a little pinhole by a blue M&M up at the top where the camera is. Students have been covering this thing up with post-its and gum and tape. A university spokesman says they have asked for all 29 of these machines to be removed.
Hey, there's one of those vending machines in my Airbnb recently.
Really?
Just kidding.
Always, please, scan your room before you settle into an Airbnb.
Make sure there's no vending machines in there.
Stick gum everywhere.
Yeah. Sure, that'll probably work. But that's not what we're talking about either. What we're talking about is that one of the most prolific ransomware groups of the past maybe 4 years, Lockbit. So as a reminder, ransomware is malware or malicious software which gets onto your system and encrypts your files so you can't use them. Then they demand a ransom to decrypt your files and get them back to you in working order. Sometimes, though, there's a double extortion tactic where on top of paying to get your files back, you have to pay them again to not have the ransomware operator post it to the public internet for everyone to see. Lockbit engages in double extortion. So, among their victims, they claim they've stolen data from Subway, Boeing, the City of Oakland, a children's hospital, Bangkok Airways, the Port of Lisbon, the French Ministry of Justice, plenty more. Well, finally, mid-February, Lockbit was taken down by a global police operation led by the UK's National Crime Agency, along with the RCMP, Europol, the Australian Federal Police, the FBI, and many more. One of the best parts about large operations like this concluding is you get to learn what they were named internally. This one was called Operation Kronos.
Named after the Klingon homeworld?
It's with a C, so no.
Oh, so no.
Right?
So no.
They took down Lockbit's dark web leak site. They snagged all the source code. They seized about 11,000 domains and servers, and they got details on the group's members. They made arrests in Poland, Ukraine, U.S. Now, this is huge news, great news, love to hear it, but I want to touch on one thing learned after the takedown. On their ransom notes, Lockbit has typically said, if we do not give you the decryptors or if we do not delete your data after payment, then nobody will pay us in the future. And sure, taking a page out of how our regular business might work, if you pay a plumber but they don't do anything, that's bad. Among other things, you're not going to go to that plumber again. So sure, by the same token, if you pay a ransomware operator and they don't delete your data, that's a bad look, right? Well, surprise, surprise! Law enforcement officials found that Lockbit absolutely did not delete the data of some of the victims after they'd paid.
No.
What? You can't trust the bad guys? Kel Supreme! What I would like you to take away from this is don't negotiate with terrorists, as they say. Please do not pay ransomware operators.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Yeah, flip you for saying that. What if they do get your data?
Okay. If they do get your data, it may be too late, but I'm imploring you to prepare now so that if you do get hit, you won't even have to enter into discussions with a ransomware bro. Three big things here. First, please be careful what you click. Ransomware normally targets organizations, but it can hit individuals too. So please just be aware when you're clicking a thing or running a program. And if you have any questions, find a geek and ask. Second, keep your antivirus software up to date and run regular scans. Because sometimes ransomware sits on a system waiting for an opportune moment to strike, and that works in our favor. Mm. And finally, please, please, please ensure you have a solid backup system in place for your precious data, like your photos and your documents and your music and stuff, anything you wouldn't want to lose. So I have two portable hard drives. Each week, I back up all of my important files onto one of them. I then bring that hard drive here to work, so I have data in two locations in case of fire or theft, and then I bring last week's backup drive home, rinse and repeat. But just as importantly, all of my files are backed up to the cloud with a service called Backblaze. That or any other backup solution should be the crown jewel of your backup strategy. I'd say almost more important than local or off-site backups.
Wow.
I pay less than $10 a month. It's paid for itself many times over, even in stupid bud cases of operator error where I accidentally save over something important. I can just grab an older version from Backblaze and it's back. So that's what I hope you take away from today's news. Ransomware can be a disaster if you're hit with it, but if you have good backups, you can recover a lot faster than if you were to lose everything. So you can read more about the surprise of the century that bad guys are actually bad at thezone.fm/geekout. And if you'd like more information on backups, thezone.fm/geekoutbasics.
That was a lot.
Thank you, bud. I'm backing it up.
Thank you. Bye.
Bud's Weekly Geek Out. Sometimes you know it's good to be a geek. Listen every Wednesday on The Morning Zone for more news from the world of techie type stuff.